Now a look at the work of the Office of Evaluation and Inspections, led by Deputy Inspector General Stuart Wright. Stuart's in charge of what we think of as the academic branch of OIG. Medicare and Medicaid command the majority of OEI's time, but what are some other arenas that you do evaluations for?
While the majority of our work does pertain to Medicare and Medicaid, we do evaluation work across the department's program. So we also look at FDA, NIH, and CDC.
And how do you choose the types of evaluations that you're going to tackle in 2014?
We select our evaluations based on risk and in accordance with organizational goals. We look at areas with fraud, waste, and abuse in mind, and we also look to see whether departmental programs are working as they're intended to work.
Well, out of the huge bandwidth that you have, what are three areas that you're going to focus on for evaluations in the year ahead?
Three areas that we're going to focus on would be quality of care, accuracy of payments, and access to care.
The work that you've done on adverse events and patient harm has gotten a lot of attention. Just briefly share some of those findings.
Sure. We previously reported on the extent to which adverse events, these are instances where patient harm actually occurs. In the hospital setting, we analyzed Medicare beneficiaries to determine how frequently that occurred and found that more than 13% of beneficiaries actually had an adverse event occur to them in the hospital.
And in the year ahead, you're going to be expanding that work into nursing homes. Give us some headlines on that.
Sure. We'll be expanding that work to look at adverse events in skilled nursing facilities. In addition, we will assess the extent to which those events could have been preventable, and we will assess the Medicare costs associated with those adverse events.
Your Medicare evaluation and management work looks at very small dollars, like $100, but it really adds up. What's the significance?
You're correct, Roberta. While evaluation and management codes, these are the services that Medicare pays for doctor visits, are small, they add up to approximately $33 billion a year in payments.
$33 billion a year.
Correct. We previously reported on the trends in Medicare payments and the extent to which physicians consistently billed at the highest code levels. We will now be reporting on the extent to which those codes are accurate in terms of Medicare payments and the extent to which Medicare paid for services that they shouldn't have been paying.
And finally, your Medicaid managed care access work, what kinds of assessments will you be doing with the states?
During the upcoming year, we will be assessing the extent to which states place requirements on their Medicaid managed care networks in terms of ensuring that beneficiaries have access. In addition to looking at what states have in terms of requirements and the oversight that they perform with respect to those requirements, we will actually be assessing the extent to which beneficiaries can schedule appointments with providers.
And so what's the impact of that on patients?
Obviously, there's a real quality of care impact. Beneficiaries need to be able to schedule appointments timely when they need care.
Thanks, Stuart, for sharing these insights on what you can anticipate in 2014 for OIG's upcoming evaluations and inspections.
Thank you, Roberta.